This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This week, Russian state media announced the existence of a 62-mile-wide diamond deposit in eastern Siberia. Russian scientists say the diamonds are at the bottom of a 35-million-year-old meteor crater. But the big players in the diamond business aren't all that impressed, as David Nogueras reports.
On the sixth floor of this building in downtown Portland, Oregon, behind two bulletproof doors, and inside this man-sized safe, Yossi Malka keeps most of the inventory for the Tel Aviv Diamond Company in a white plastic bucket. Malka is holding a diamond, which he moves ever so slightly, making it sparkle in the light.
This stone, wholesale value is over $45,000.
But Malka says he doesn't expect the news out of Siberia to deflate the price of this stone or any other in his safe.
Because it's nothing new. The Russians have been mining diamonds for a long time.
In fact, this new deposit isn't new at all. The Russians have known about it since the 1970s, and although it was considered a state secret, it wasn't a very well-kept one, says Des Killily. He's a London-based analyst with the Royal Bank of Canada.
The fact that it hadn't been made particularly public is because it wasn't that important.
Killily says he's talked to nearly a dozen people who've been to the site, including geologists, formerly with the South African diamond company De Beers. All of them told him the same thing. The crater's filled with the type of diamonds that are used to cut and machine materials, not the kind you make earrings out of. While those gemstones cost a few $1,000s a carat, an industrial diamond of the same size will cost you just a few bucks. Still, in boom times, the demand for industrial diamonds can be enormous. But Killily says right now, the global economy isn't booming, and that might be one reason why all those diamonds are still buried in a hole in Siberia. I'm David Nogueras for Marketplace.